This week's Parsha is Parshas B'Shalach. We call it the Shabbos Shira in commemoration of post the crossing of the sea and the miraculous splitting of the sea. And Klal Yisrael sang a Shira, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanks to God. And so we call this Shabbos Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of the song. But the Parsha begins with the Jews coming out of Egypt. And it says that when Paro sent the nation out, and it talks about how they traveled. And then it talks about, here we are, we're focused on the Jews leaving and how they're going to travel. And then in the third pasuk, it tells us that Moshe took the bones of Joseph. Kach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo. Ki hashbeh hishbeh et b'nei Yisrael le'mor pakod yivkot alehim eschem v'alisem et atzmotai mizeh etchem. So it tells us that Moshe took out the bones of Yosef because he had made them swear that they would do that when God took them out. And then it goes on and talks about the Jews traveling. So the question is, what's this doing here? Why does it go out of its way to tell us that Moshe took out the bones of Yosef? It happens to be that Chazal, the rabbis, tell us that it wasn't just Joseph's bones that were carried out, but all of the remains of the different tribes were taken out. The Gemara talks about how Yehuda's bones were shaking. So there's a whole thing. So the question then becomes, if that's the case, why is it focusing in specifically on Yosef of all people? At the end of the parasha, we have the famous attack of Amalek on the Jewish people. So we have a parasha with the crossing of the sea. We have the Shira. We have also the story of God supplying the Jewish people with the manna and all that goes, or that surrounds that. And post that, we have the attack of Amalek. So, the question is, how can Amalek come and attack? What was the opening? If the Jewish people are riding high like that and we're in really on such a lofty plane, where does Amalek come? And perhaps there's a connection also between the appearance of, and the reference of Yosef and his bones here at the beginning of the parasha to that of the attack of Amalek at the end of the parasha. So what is the significance of Yosef's appearance here? Right here, Yosef was, the last time we saw him was when he passed away at the end of the book of Genesis of Bereishit. And then we don't see him until now. But we see that clearly there's some kind of connection that we need Yosef's presence as we're leaving Egypt. So we know that Yosef is the one who really led the way in terms of plowing the way for the Jewish people in terms of their setting up shop in Egypt, right? He was the first one to really go down there and create a space, so to speak, for us. And also was the one who was focused on the idea of Pekida, of us being remembered and being saved, the salvation of the Jewish people. But what's interesting is that Yosef, and it says that, you know, when they ask the question, what was the schus, what was the merit that the Jewish people deserved to have the sea split for them? And so one of the ideas is that it was in the merit of Joseph. And so one of the things, if we look back at the power of Yosef, so Yosef is the one, if you look at his life, so many times Yosef could have easily thrown in the towel and said, you know what, life's not fair. Look at all these terrible things. I've been sold off to slavery by my own brothers. I was thrown into jail for not doing anything wrong and suffered many different setbacks. But the amazing thing about Yosef is we see every time that he stumbles or he gets a major setback, he gets right back up and he goes forward. And he always, when he sees the world, it's always with the refrain, this is the hand of God. And that he sees the hand of God in everything, and therefore, when these things occur, he doesn't take it as a negative per se, as much as he uses it as an opportunity to move forward, because perhaps he looks at it and says, oh, this is God pushing me along a certain path, and therefore I need to just go with it and make the best of the situation. But he sees the hand of God. That's the key. And it says that right before Amalek comes, what's interesting is that Klal Yisrael, they ask the question, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu emayin, is God within us? Is God with us? They don't question the existence of God, but they question their connection with God. And so perhaps, and that's where Amalek comes. Amalek is the one who really questions our connection to God and whether there's even God's involvement in anything in this world. And they constantly question the meaning of things. What is the purpose of this whole creation? And so it very much focuses on the things just happen. Asher karcha baderach, they happen upon the Jewish people because everything just happens. There's no hand of God. There's no deeper reason behind this whole thing. So here we have Atmos Yosef. We have the bones of Joseph, the one who symbolizes the idea, understanding that everything is for a purpose and that God is very much involved in everything that occurs. And that there's, in that, really, if you think about it, the whole idea that was being expressed in last week's parasha of HaChodesh Hazalachem, the idea of taking the firstborn, dedicating it to God, the idea of firsts, that when you start, the Ramchal says that when we start things, we always have in our mind aspiration for things to that we're starting something because we aspire. This is how there's a point to this. We're going towards a goal. That there's a point to this whole thing. So the same way the Ramchal says that when God created the world, it was with that in mind. And so that the whole approach to this thing we call life is that we are going towards a higher purpose, that there is a purpose. There's something going on here that matters. Amalek comes and says, no such thing. And it says that that's Yosef is the one, he's the antidote to Esav. He's the antidote to Amalek. He's the one who is the counters, because he understands that everything that occurs is for a reason, and it's the hand of God leading us to a greater place. And so therefore, the Parsha starts off, as we leave Egypt, it's Asmos Yosef, it's the bones of Joseph that leads the way. It splits the sea, it brings us to greater places, to places that we wouldn't even normally be able to go. You know, person doesn't exist, there's no such existence in the sea. But God created a space for the Jewish people, in the merit of Joseph, who saw in everything the hand of God. And when we are connected and we understand that God is with us, that's how we destroy Amalek, because Amalek is questioning all of that, and we persevere. We understand that with all the different stumbling blocks and challenges that we have, we keep our eye on the ball. It's all for a reason. We're going towards a greater place. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.